Caters.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Bye.
in all obedience to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we thank God for you today, and to all of you that's visiting with us today, we thank God for you. May you come back again. We come today to share in with you the word of God that come from on high. Everything that come from heaven, I want to share this with you for a moment, come from above. The things of this earth is just tangible things just for our help while we get here on this earth. But the things that come from heaven is the word. The Bible say in the beginning, what's the word? The word was with God, and the word was God. Everything that's been created or made was made from God. Everything we see with our eyes come from God. All the oil, all the material possession of this earth, it come from God. He spoke it out of his own being. He's a God that's always around us and with us, regardless of where we go or what we try to do. He's always present in our presence. He won't leave us, nor will he forsake us, and he's going to always be with us. And then he sent his comforter to us, which is the Holy Spirit, to teach us, to guide us, and instruct us into all righteousness and all truth. Listen to what I say, all righteousness and all truth. That's what the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And we today like to understand what things that happen, why they happen. Well, everything that happened on this earth has got to get permission from God Almighty to happen. Even when we are tempted, Satan got to ask the Lord, can he bother us? And that makes me know that there's no power but God's power. And all power that exists, listen good, come from God. There's no power but the power of God. We need to, every day that we walk along this way, we need to know that there's no power but God's power. Now, sometimes we abuse it. We abuse our power at times, but it still comes from God. And you got to give an account of your abusiveness of God's power and his authority. On this earth today, we a lot of times, we take authorities on our own. We do what we want to do. We say what we want to do, and you can't back it up in Scripture. Whatever that I say, the Scripture is going to say. I'm not going to curve it or nothing. It's going to say just what the Bible say. That's because God going to hold me charged for what I teach you, and it's not Scripture. I can't analyze God's word. I don't have the ability to analyze God's word. I have to take his word for what it says. And if I can't take it for what it says, I don't need to be here. Because I'm going to be held an account of every word that proceeds out of my mouth. I got to be charged with it. Because I'm supposed to know better. I'm supposed to be sealed with the Holy Ghost. The evidence supposed to come through me that I'm walking with God. And there's no need for nobody in here today to have an excuse of why they didn't do what God said. Amen. We say we've been born again. You need to act according to what the word said. If you ain't acting according to the word said, the Bible says a tree is known by the fruit it bears. And nobody in here want me to condemn you. I don't want that. I don't never want to be said that I condemn somebody. I want the word itself to condemn you. Amen. And then nobody have to know your business. When the word condemn you, that means you're going to step back in line, because the word is going to get you back in line. If it don't get you back in line, you ain't none of God. You never knew him. That's what the word said. Today in the book of Acts, we're talking about the Spirit of Christ. Today in the book of Acts, second chapter of Acts, verse 29 through 39, we're going to share a few thoughts with you. I ain't going to make you believe nothing. I'm going to let you know what the word say. And we're going to share some thoughts with you from verse 2nd chapter of Acts, starting with verse 29. It said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us today. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne.
Yes, sir.
He seen this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus have God raised up, where we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heaven, but he said unto himself, the Lord said unto my God, sit thou on thy right hand until I make thine enemy thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the other prophet, men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, unto all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God has called. You may be seated. Through the flesh, a king shall come of the lineage of David. God made a covenant promise with David that through his physical body, through his loins, the king gonna come and sit up on his throne. In the old covenant, if you look at what God said, there was a righteous priest and king, righteous priest. And when government, now God, you got to watch the government. I've been participating in government about 30 years now. You got to watch government, they slick and crooked. And you got to believe this, don't lie about it. Tell the truth and God going to set you free. See, if a snake, call him a snake. Don't call him no rabbit. God curse you when you lie. He said, a liar won't even tarry in his sight. That's God's word, not mine. When we go forth and say we got the Holy Spirit, that's telling me I got to walk upright. That's telling me I got to walk like Christ say walk. The Bible tells me there's therefore no condemnation in me when I'm following Christ. I hear many lies all the time, especially in the church. You ain't this and you ain't that. Who give you the authority to tell me who I'm not? In the 7th chapter of Matthew, the Bible tells me don't judge nobody. They let the wheat and the tares grow together. When I come, I'm going to do the separating. Not you. You ain't worthy to separate nobody. We need to understand the ways of God. We need to understand God's ways. They had this conflict about Jesus. What they gave it, got the worst sin on earth and gave him up to put Jesus to a shame. Jesus was perfect. Never did no wrong. Never sinned. Couldn't sin because he obeyed his Father. And we got to do the same thing today, y'all. Not me, but the Word. If I speak the Word is true, I ain't going to ask you to say amen. It ought to be something inside of you to make you say amen. When I tell you the truth, there should be a spirit inside of you to make you say amen. You holler about, I got the Holy Ghost? It ought to show. If the tree ain't bringing forth no fruit, it should be cut down. That's what the Word says. We need to understand the Word. How do I understand the Word? By keep reading it and studying and meditating on it, and God going to open your understanding up. The Ethiopian man on the chair, he made a statement. When they asked him, how did he understand what he reading? He said, no, how could I unless somebody show me? Well, that's what we're here for, to show you what the Word said, to read you and tell you what the Word say. And I don't want to analyze God's Word. I ain't worthy to do that. But what I want to tell you what it said with facts, not what I feel. There's too much feeling to sneak up in the church today. We got too much feeling in the church to let the Holy Spirit rule our life. We got feeling. What this mean, that mean, that mean. And we ain't serving the Lord. We serving individuals. We worshiping devils. And I'm serious. We worshiping devils today in our life. We exalting people. I looked at the lesson this morning. It say you shouldn't exalt a rich man nor a poor man, but judge him rightfully. This is what the word say. How we get off track? And knowing what the word say, we filled with the Holy Ghost, water baptized, tongue speaking, and still it all, we make bad decisions. It's puzzling to me. Puzzling. The Bible say the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want everybody in here all to say the same thing. You ain't got no business saying this what it means. Say what it say. Act it out. When we go to Hollywood and in a play, we have to play the play according to the write-up. If you don't according to the write-up, then you can't play the play. And that's earthly. What about our Heavenly Father when he tell us what to do? Why we can't do it? He gave us the authority. He gave us the power. And he said he's going to be with us always. And why can't we do what he said? See, let us, I want to be able to speak freely about David. David dead now. He's at Jerusalem now. Listen to me good, y'all. We like to shun stuff. David in a grave in Jerusalem somewhere right now. Got to look at it like it say. And he said, he dead and he's buried. And his grave is there in Jerusalem. That's what the word say. To this very day. Moses, Aaron, Elijah, Jesus. Jesus ain't dead. He gone back to the Father. David wasn't resurrected and went to heaven. Only Jesus did that, went to heaven. And come back and give us a report. And come back, and then when he went to heaven, y'all, this that be good. When Jesus went to hell for us, when he got up, his body wasn't destroyed. Because he had to be a true witness that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. The prints of the nails in his hand and in his feet ever did. See, if he wouldn't have did that, then people could have lied. They'd have still been lying today about he false and he fiction. But God want us to see. He want us to be real, y'all. God want us to be real. See, we preach about even Paul. I don't know a preacher that preached don't preach something about Paul. Let me tell you this too. Paul did. He ain't doing no works no more. Guess where the work got to come from? Us. We got to do the work. The same word of a commission to Paul, we got to do the same thing. But I hear him say, Paul, say this. Paul, say that. Paul, say that. Well, what you say? You got to substitute yourself in Paul's stead and say what and obey the word just like he did. I'm not understanding. And the scripture's wide open. It ain't nothing hard about it. When you get an anchor in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, God going to give you understanding. God ain't never say nothing that you didn't understand. Because Jesus said this, he didn't teach no words except for the use of a parable that you may understand. When you locked in Jesus, the word ain't hard to understand. It's easy. I don't have to go to my Greek concordance, and ever say everything I say, talk in the Greek. You don't know nothing about no Greek. I got to complain to you. And we need to understand that. If we don't do it like God say, we're going to be in trouble. Therefore, being a prophet now, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, to David, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he's going to raise up Jesus and sit on his throne. My God, my God. Jesus is going to come, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace. That's what he's going to be. And the Bible tells us to be like Christ. So we got to do the same thing. He that is in me is what? Greater than he that's where? In the world. We got to understand that. Why I put myself up? and exalt myself. He said, if I exalt myself, I shall be abased. I'm going to be let down hard. If I take a high seat and I ain't authorized to take that seat, I'm going to be made shame. When the man of the house tell me to sit down, I'm going to be shame. We got to know our routes, know our place in this life, on this earth. He said, God made oath to David that out of his loins is going to come king to sit on his throne. And he spake of the resurrection, that his soul would not be left in hell or his flesh see corruption. Jesus, the only body, y'all, listen to this good, the only one ever went to the grave, that died and buried, and his soul, his body, didn't see corruption. If his body would have seen corruption, then he'd have been just like us. Wouldn't there be no better than us. But Jesus is a supernatural person. He came to give his life as a ransom for our sin. And he did that. And his works do follow him today through us.
That's right. Amen.
Not by us praying, say, sitting on down. I don't know why people pray that prayer. Lord, send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, send the Holy Ghost down. It should be living inside of you right now. It ought to be guiding you and instructing you in a way to walk in this life on this earth. And when the devils pick up his head, you ought to rebuke him in Jesus' name. You should rebuke him in Jesus' name. And don't follow him. If I'm a devil, what you going to follow me for? You going to hell with me trying to cover me up in hell, huh? You can't cover me because I'm going to have to suffer all the consequences of things that I did on this earth whilst I'm yet in this body right here and I do wrong stuff. I'm going to have to pay for it according to this book. If you're a liar, the Bible says you ain't even going to tarry in his sight. So I'm scared to be a liar. I'm scared to be a liar. I want to always tell the truth. I want to walk in the truth. When you pray, pray for the church. Not no single individual. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray for everybody in the body. Not no one individual. Wait, why you want to lift this brother up and put that brother down over there? You don't do stuff. That ain't the church of God. That's the devil's house. God shows love. He told us to even love our enemy. And when people talk about you, pray for them. I tell people all the time, when I know I got an enemy, I'm going to say, let's go out to dinner and eat. And all I'm going to do is talk about love to him. And that the Bible said that heap coals of fire on his head. Burn him up. He can't rest that night, toil and turn all night long because the word of God got him. I can't handle him, but God can. He says to us here, thank God for that. He says to us, he's seen this before he spake of the resurrection of Christ Jesus, that his soul was not left in hell. You know what? Everybody that put in the grave perished today. They perished. Jesus' body, he didn't perish. It got up like it went down. And he told us that we was new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now watch this. Old thing passed away. Watch this. Everything now about me is new. When you seen me yesterday walking limp-legged, today I'm walking straight-legged. Because God made the change in me, not me. I couldn't make a change because I'm fleshly and I'm selfish. I want to always be right. I don't want to never be wrong. You can't tell me nothing. I know it already. That's the most dangerous person on this earth that know everything. He's very dangerous. He's even dangerous to himself. He putting himself over God. The Bible tells me Jesus was a servant. He said, I didn't come to be served. I come to serve. I don't want nobody lifting me up. When you put me up too high, I get crazy. I think I'm more than you. I don't want you to lift me up. Yeah, yeah. Just pray a prayer. I say, Lord, help him. That's all. That's good enough. You ain't got to say no more. Help him, Lord. That's all I need, help. The Bible tells me we help us one of another. We got to work together in peace and harmony. I can't come to this church and think I know everything. I figure people here know more than me. And I sit back and learn from them. And I ain't going to make no noise about it. I'm going to pick up the nuggets as they speak. I'm picking nuggets up. Further my education in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible said we got to do. A know-all ain't nobody. The Bible said when you think you're something, you ain't nothing. That's book there, y'all. Said when you think you're something, you ain't nothing. We should be want to be servants of Christ Jesus, not lords over nobody. I thank God that he never put in my spirit that I'm the boss. I'm a fellow heir of Jesus Christ. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm supposed to be humble and meek spirit with everybody in this building. I ain't supposed to see no fault in nobody. If I see something that's not according to God's will, I'm supposed to come to you and address it in a professional way. Not running you off, making you feel guilty, feel like you ain't nobody special. All of us are peculiar people according to the Bible. We are the royalty of Jesus Christ. And you got to keep that in mind. When folks put you down, all you got to say, you ain't got to tell them nothing, but they crazy. When people put you down, they crazy. When they put you down, they putting Jesus down. What you do unto the least of these, my brother, you done to me. And why I want to put Jesus down, he saved my life. He let me get up this morning. He brought me to this place this day. Why I'm going to put him down? All he did for me when I couldn't help myself, he the one helped me. I got to understand that. And now I'm boasting about who I am. I ain't nobody according to God. I'm just a vessel used by God to get his word over. This Jesus that God raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. And here Peter is saying, here, say, look, we was with him before he went down, and when we got up, we was with him. Because he came back to us and showed us himself, showed us the prints of the nail prints in the hand and the feet. And they was all scared and afraid, and I walked through the wall. But same Jesus. Same Jesus. Same power I had before I went down, I got more. Now I got all power. Now, heaven and earth, I run everything now. But this is who he run everything from, those that give their life to him. See, a lot of time we say, God over everybody. Don't lie like that in the church. He ain't over no everybody. He over them that committed their life to him. Those that he committed his life to him, that's who he over. He ain't over the devils. When people say that, tell them they lying. They lying according to this word. They lying. He over to his children. The Bible tells me, he said, be exceptionally good, especially to those of the household of faith. Amen. When the devil see us, he need to take out running. Yeah. The glory of God should be on us so much that when Satan look on us, he'll take out running. That's for Jesus, see? But sometimes the devil run all over us. And we be hollering, Satan, move. And what you ain't doing nothing. Tell him to move, he ain't going nowhere. You ain't got the authority. You ain't got the power to rebuke him. Why? Because we ain't together in harmony and peace and love of God. We divided. We got this, that, and other. We got different priorities instead of having the same mind. The Bible said, Peter said, we bear witness to him this day. Therefore, by the right hand of God, exalted him. God got him out of the grave. Now, watch this, y'all. God let him went in the grave. After 3 days, God picked him up out of the grave. When he picked up, he showed himself on earth to the disciples and people that was around him, that followed him and believed in him. And after he showed the first, God brought him back to him, and this is what he says, Psalm 110, I believe. He said, sit over here at my right hand until I put my enemies under my feet. How long are you going to take him to do it? He could have popped his finger and do it, but he given us a chance, given us time to get ready for him when he come back and make his return. That's what he's doing. Yeah. It ain't that he ain't ready to come back. He's trying to give us chance. He said he wished that nobody be lost. But what we do, we take him casual. We call on him. Somebody said this morning, oh, we call on him when we need him. When things going well, we don't fool with him. Things start getting bad, we start calling on him. And the Bible goes on and say, why you giving too much honor to David? Even though he's a man after God's own heart, you're getting too much honor. He ain't never went to heaven. He ain't sent it down to the deep. Why are you giving him so much praise? That's a man like me and you. Treat him as a brother. I was taught in my younger days, my coming up days, my mother and father taught me, said, look, for elderly people, yes, sir, and no, sir. People your age, yes and no. First name basis. That's what we need to be. Even though I'm pastor here, I'm still Lionel Smith. I ain't no better than you. I'm just in a position to teach you what the Lord has said. No better, because the same Holy Ghost in you is in me too. God ain't got no two Holy Ghosts. He just got one Holy Ghost. But he only dwell in them that love him. That's it. If you don't love him, I tell the people who don't love him, got hate, animosity, strife, all this stuff in them. God ain't in them. I hate to say that. I want to fuss all the time. Always think you right, nobody else got good sense. God ain't in them people. Jesus so meek, he took on all our problems. Took it up on himself because he loved us so much. And he told us, no greater love than this, the man to do what? Lay his life down for what? He called us friends, not servant. A servant don't know what the master doing. But a friend, he tell everything he going to do, he tell a friend. How many people here today can truly say, I can tell my business to nobody, everybody in here, and it's going to stay in here? Nobody, huh? We got to keep that in mind. Everybody ain't your friend. They say it, but they ain't your friend. Friends, how can two walk together unless they agree? Come on, y'all. How can you walk together unless you agree one with another? Y'all, I know y'all are not sports people. But you can have a good team, superstars all over the team. But when everybody on the team want to be the star, the team can't win. You got to play together. You got to have one mind, one spirit. You got to play team ball. That's what I call a teamwork. Even in the church, the deacon and the preacher got to know how to get along with the congregation. They got to stay in peace with the congregation. I don't care how bad the congregation is. You got to have the wisdom from on high to know how to address the people of God. Amen. You just can't tell them no anything. Amen. I don't care how scripture it is. You got to know how to approach them and tell them according to the scripture. What if I get out there, guy, come in here and don't know nothing about the God, and I start quoting scripture to you, take out a gun and blow my brains out? That's my fault. I should have had the wisdom to know how to address that brother. I should have discerned his spirit before I even spoke to him. We got to learn something. God ain't just put the word here for us to quote it. We got to live it. If we don't live it, you ain't going nowhere. There's a lot of people going to be fooled. They're going to be fooled because they think they're going up yonder and they're going down yonder. My God, my God. He says, therefore, being by the right hand of God, he exalted in heaven, received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost. What Joel 2:28 say? He said he's going to send his spirit upon all flesh. Sons and the daughters are going to prophesy. Old men's going to what? Dream. We've dreamed too much now, brother. Yeah. Young men going to prophesy. Why? Look what God did. Now, he should have took a big shot and put him over. No, he don't fool no big shots. He fool humble servants. People that get their life up for his life. That's who he deal with. The reason we stay away from God, because in this society now, with all the computer and technology we got, we rely on too much technology instead of Jesus Christ. You go and get the technology and see what some man, he could be lost as a guinea. Yeah. Yeah. He wrote in a book. Yeah. And you copying off what he put in a book. Yeah. That's foolish. Yeah. Go to the book of books. The Bible. It's going to give you instruction. There's nothing in the Bible. Let me say this. My former pastor was preaching one day. And he was preaching, and after the service was over, I said, "Rev, who told you about me?" He said, "Brother, what you talking about?" I said, "What you just preached, that was me. That's what I did." I said, "No, Rev, somebody told you something about me. He said, "No, brother, ain't nobody told me about you." He opened the Bible and told me, "You read this." And how, when I read it, the same thing he said, it said the same thing again to me. I said, "Lord, how on God earth did that man know that?" That's 6,000 or 8,000 years ago, Jesus put that in there, and that's what we have to live by. It always been in the beginning was the Word, right? He was the Word. And he looked beyond our understanding. And he pushed up there, we just still trying to figure out what it means.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but that's Christ. That's God. That's Jesus Christ, our Savior. See, David didn't go to heaven. He didn't ascend up to heaven. But he said unto himself, "Lord said unto my God, sit thou on the right hand." When Jesus come up, God knows this. It's all over the scripture. Say, "Son, you finished the work on earth that I sent you to do. Sit over here on my right side. I want you to be my intercessor to the people of the earth." That's what I want you to do. Sometimes I don't understand what they're doing, but you just reveal to me what they're talking about, what they say, what they mean, or what they're asking for. That's what Jesus did. And he do that right now. According to the book here, he's doing that right now. You know, I hear people say sometimes they pray, they don't know what to pray about. The Holy Spirit will give you what to pray. The Holy Spirit is going to tell you what to pray. Yeah, we got all kind of prayers. But if you ain't in touch with the Holy Spirit, you're going to pray all kind of stuff. Stuff you don't even need to bring up. But the Holy Spirit ain't guiding you. You're going from your selfishness, not God willingness and his holiness. You're not going by that. You're going by selfishness. That's why a lot of prayers ain't answer, because we ain't praying in God's will. In God's will is according to the Word. I ain't got to come ask you what this scripture mean. Read it for yourself. You're a son and a child of God. He gonna reveal to you what it mean. And then you'll walk by faith and not by sight. And so Jesus says he didn't ever go to heaven. David ain't went to no heaven. But he said, heard the Lord say, sit down on that right side. On thy right hand. And now watch what he say now. Until I make thy foe thy footstool. Now, y'all, I can't answer this. How long it'll be before God put everything under his feet? Jesus, everything under subjection. That's what it means. Putting everything in the subjection of Christ Jesus. Then he's going to come back. Watch this, though. We try to make him come today. His time ain't my time. He's showing mercy to me, and I'm thinking about all kind of stupid stuff. He's showing mercy to me and giving me chance, giving me time to get myself in order so when he come back, I go back with him. No. The Lord on his way back, I hear it all the time. He been on his way back ever since he left. But he's waiting on the Father, according to the Bible, to tell him when to come back, right? So until the Father tell him, he ain't coming. Because he's obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Am I right? we going through stuff now? I hear people say all the time, I've been saying it ever since I was a little boy, this is the best country on earth. I got shame when I started getting in the true knowledge of God. Jesus from Jerusalem, from Africa, he ain't never been an American in his life, but by the Holy Spirit living inside of people. When he come back, he come back in Africa. Yeah, I know that hurt y'all, but I did my work on it. Coming back to Africa. Same way I left, I'm coming back the same way. There are four rivers. That's where he was raised up on the four rivers. The Hittite, Gihon, Tyrus, and the Euphrates. That's all us, y'all. Study your Bible. That's all us. In the book of Revelation, first chapter, 12 through 15, describe Jesus, how he looked, what he said, and what he going to do. And I thank God that he made himself known to me, because I've been around here. When I was young, I was looking for somebody else that didn't exist. I was looking for somebody that didn't exist. I'd have been lost, because I was running behind the wrong person. Yeah. There ain't scripture nowhere. And we'll catch on. They got people in the Baptist. Black Baptists now are getting mad if you say something like that. And it's in the Word. They say Jeremiah was weak because he was so compassionate. And everything that out of the will of God, it troubled him. It's supposed to be the same thing with us. If you get out of order, if you my friend, and you get out of order, it hurts me. Because we brethren. And I suppose the Bible tells me to bear one another's burden. And if I let you go through all the pain by yourself, I ain't what I say I am. I got to come to you and see how much or what I need to do to try to alleviate some of the pain that you're going through. That's my job. But I got it, Rev. Yeah, you sure is got it. He said, therefore, all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That man is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Everybody that been born again, he they king. The ones that ain't been born again, Satan is your king, y'all. I hate to tell you, but that's your king. You ain't been born again. And if you know the Word and ain't walking in the Word, you're still on Satan's side. And we need to know that. People need to tell you that and tell you in a nice way, according to what the Scripture said. He went on to say, that's the same man y'all crucified. And he come Lord and King now, Lord and Savior now. Now, when these people heard this, you know, they gave up Barabbas for a no good rascal. It's still going on in the world today. Listen good. Ain't many people going to tell you this because they're afraid of life. We got people in the seat not running our government. Ain't worthy to sit in that seat. Ain't worthy to sit in that seat. But we so afraid of mankind instead of giving God the glory and saying what God say, we take up for them. If I'm an outlaw, I don't want you voting for me. Don't you vote for me, I'm an outlaw. If I ain't walking in the ways of God, what you gonna put me in a seat for? Saul, thank God. Samuel was doing the best job anybody on earth can do. Israel didn't, they went beyond that. They went and got Saul as their king. And when Saul started giving them hell, they started griping and complaining. Then Samuel was there on his knees crying out. Lord, I did whatever you told me to do, I did. I did this, I did that. Whatever you sent me, I went. Say, Saul, get off. Samuel, get off your knees. Go down to Jesse's house and anoint the next king of Israel. God don't want no heathens in no leadership. So you can't say this, I'm independent. I'm independent. Ain't nobody got me in their pocket. And I got a brain in my head that God gave me, and ain't nobody else gonna give me their brain. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He gave it to me to use to glorify him, not me. I don't need no glory. I give all the glory to God. For who God made me, that's who I am. And can't nobody unmake me. He said, and when they heard it, they was pricked in their heart. Lord, sorry for you. Bad feeling, sadness. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do then? Are we guilty of all this? What are we going to do? And Peter's smooth now. I say smooth. Lord, forgive me for saying that. Because he was a wild law. Peter was a wild law. Sorry for saying he was smooth. That's my error. He's a wild law. But God took that wild law and preached the first sermon. 3,000 people were saved. So it ain't who you are that God worked with. It's whose you are. It's whose you are that he can take. Somebody that's going to listen. Somebody that don't know everything. Somebody that's going to be submitted to the will of God. Submitted to leadership. That's who God used. And he said here, I say, Peter said unto them, repent. What is repent? Other words, stop. Stop what you're doing now. Stop and turn around. Everything you're doing, stop doing it. And I'm going to receive you to myself. And he said here, and baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, remission of your sin. And they shall all receive what? Huh? I see people now and they get saved today and they say they feel with the Holy Ghost. It's a process, y'all. You got to first be clean. God got to clean you up before you see the Holy Ghost. You don't get no Holy Ghost when you're full of sin. That's why he saved us. It's a process. We got to grow through this thing. And once you receive the Holy Ghost, listen good, we're almost through. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, it guides you, it leads you, and it instructs you into all righteousness and all truth. And when the Holy Ghost is on you, you're going to have good character, good patience, good understanding. The peace of God going to dwell richly in you, and you're going to know how to dress. You're going to be like Solomon said, Lord, give me the wisdom to go in for my people, go out for my people, and come in to them and treat them like they need to be treated. Now, Solomon was a preacher and a king, y'all. And he consulted God. And the Bible said, Jesus said out of his own mouth, there was not a man on this earth as wise as Solomon. So, look what he did. Solomon didn't ask for the enemy, didn't ask for those that didn't like him, hate him, or none of that. He told God to give him the wisdom to know how to lead people. Every preacher on this earth needs to pray that prayer. Give me the wisdom to lead people. And you know what I found out as a pastor of the church? I have to sacrifice myself so oftentimes in order to keep peace in this church. I can't say, just throw the scripture on you. I got to use wisdom. Because everybody's fault ain't the same. If I let you buy with something, Bible, I got to let Joe buy with something else. And then everybody in the church going to be saying, you let them buy. Why you can't let me buy? And then that's on me. That make me look bad now. Then I ain't God's servant no more. I'm the devil's servant. Because I'm going along with the crowd. And thank God, this day I never was a crowd man.
all my life, people, I was in ball games and all that, and when people approached me and say, do this, I said, no. Man, you could do it, ain't no harm. I said, no. I said, you hear what I said? No, didn't you? I'm through with that. You do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, you can't do it. My parents taught me to be submissive and humble. Don't go out there, boy. You know, you got that mind. You want to get out there and talk to people wrong. I said, no, I ain't going to talk to them. They don't talk to me. I ain't going to talk to them wrong. They talk to me wrong. I'm going to talk to them wrong. I had that in me. I had to get all that out of me when I come into God ministry. Because I'd be condemned. I'm fussing at you. Then I don't want nobody to fuss at me. That's crazy. The Lord showed me I was crazy. I had to repent and refrain from all of that in order to please him. And I can't be a two-fold person. I got to be one way or the other. The Bible says hot or cold, huh? He said if you be lukewarm, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have said that, Lord. Lukewarm people, God said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. People running both sides. Huh? I let Joe tell me one thing, Bible tell me the other thing, and both of them right in my sight. That means I'm lukewarm. One of them wrong and one right. And I got a man looking at me. He said, I put you over them. I told you to examine yourself first. I put you over them. And you're supposed to tell them when they're out of order. If you can't tell them who out of order, you ain't working for me. You're working for the devil. But I want you to do it in peace and love and patience and understanding. He said that, and we close and say, for the promise is unto you and unto your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When God calls you, he changed your life. You're not just a fisherman now. You are a disciple and an apostle of Jesus Christ. You come bishop of our soul according to the word of God. And if we can stay with God, there's no condemnation in us. But when we play the both ropes, stand in the middle, siding with everybody, you can't please God. Mm-hmm. The Bible says you got to be hot or cold. Right. Got to be hot or cold. You got to be for Jesus or against Jesus. Right. Yeah. And we need to know that as people and disciples for Christ Jesus, we got to make sure that, look, the Sunday school lesson says something this morning, I'm through. It say, don't honor the poor people and don't honor the rich people. Now I find so much fault. Ooh, and that, these people gone crazy. You got all these billionaires now trying to run the whole country. And the little man is thrown in the weeds somewhere. That's crazy. And we don't address it because we don't want to shake the ground that we're standing on. They might call me a no-good preacher. Oh, I don't care. I've been called no good all my life. It ain't hurting me now. I'm more mature now to take it with a smile now. But if years ago I couldn't take it, I'd tell you, say it again. Say it again. That's what I was. But God brought me from that. And I started me reading about Jesus. He's the meekest man to ever live. Humble. Jesus said,